AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Both houses of Congress are working on gun regulation measures, including a bipartisan group of senators trying to find legislation that would attract Republicans. The families of the victims and a Hollywood figure are challenging them to do the right thing. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
What are you doing?
Garnell Whitfield Jr.'s 86-year-old mom was killed in a Buffalo supermarket.
Imagine the faces of your mothers as you look at mine.
His testimony to a Senate panel came as Democrat Chris Murphy worked with GOP negotiators on a gun measure he admits won't come close to what's needed to curb the epidemic.
But the American people are looking for progress.
Senate Republican Chief Mitch McConnell won't predict how many of his members will back a deal. Step one is to reach one.
I hope that'll be sooner rather than later.
At the exact time McConnell was speaking at the Capitol, actor Matthew McConaughey was at the White House, a Uvalde, Texas native and gun owner pleading with lawmakers.
Find a middle ground, the place where most of us Americans live anyway.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A more traditional kind of COVID-19 vaccine is a step closer. Advisors to the Food and Drug Administration voted to back Novavax for U.S. adults. Advisory committee member Dr. Greg Poland is with the Mayo Clinic.
Patients and providers will find the Novavax vaccine an easy and logical option based on its efficacy, safety, and tolerability, especially the millions of Americans who say they are waiting for another option.
Police in suburban Buffalo, New York, are investigating a fire at an anti-abortion center early this morning. Compass Care Chief Executive Jim Harden says firebombs were thrown into the building. No one was hurt. There are other reports of the offices of an anti-abortion lobby in Wisconsin and another in Oregon damaged by Molotov cocktails. This is AP News. Nearly 20 years after the last one was made, Goodyear is recalling nearly 175,000 tires made for RVs. Mike Hempen has details.
The company's G159 tires have been under investigation by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration since December 2017. The agency says since 1998, 95 people have been killed or injured, adding that it pressured Goodyear into the recall. Documents say the tire tread can separate from the body, causing drivers to lose control, increasing the risk of a crash. Goodyear denies the tires have a safety defect and says few, if any, are still on the road.
The Los Angeles Angels fire manager Joe Maddon with the team mired in a 12-game losing streak. Angels owner Art Moreno's big budget club has finished with 6 consecutive losing records and the longest active skid in the majors. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.